Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Thursday, the 13th of June. The US Federal Reserve did nothing on rates yesterday, although there was a tweak or two to the language of the accompanying statement, which acknowledged the improving inflation environment. The language was still quite superficial. The details of the inflation picture suggest quite strong disinflation pressures, and a brief deflation episode is not implausible as a risk in the next couple of years. As US Federal Reserve Chair Powell is the person leading the press conference, markets were inevitably left searching for quality guidance. That leads us, unfortunately, to the fabled dot plots. These black smudges on a piece of paper are really not that helpful. The idea that the Fed is signalling one rate cut this year is almost certainly incorrect. More Fed members think that there will be two rate cuts than anything else. Given the disinflation forces in the economy, it is certainly not unreasonable to speculate that a reasonable number of those Fed members who voted for one rate cut are on the fence between one and two. A probability-weighted view of future rates must surely err towards two rate cuts this year, and that is, in our view, what is likely to happen. US consumer price inflation will help with that process of easing rates. Should the Fed be looking at consumer price inflation? It should not. But Powell's policy errors mean that it is. But the details point to more disinflation. Almost every sector of the US economy has deflation, outright price declines, in some geographic part of the United States. The pandemic messed up seasonal adjustment processes, and those problems still linger, meaning that inflation on the CPI is artificially boosted early in the year and then fades as the year goes on. And market-determined prices continue to slow. Today's producer price inflation data release for the month of May is also expected to show a slowdown in the monthly rate of change, although less so in the year-on-year rates. Of course, the producer price inflation is free from a lot of the fantasy price components of consumer prices, so this data is already signalling notably lower inflation. Producer price inflation also has been less exposed to profit-led inflation because that was mainly a retail thing. In Europe, there is some inflation data with German wholesale prices and final Spanish consumer price data for May. German wholesale prices have been in deflation for over a year, and it is unlikely that inflation pressures are going to be in evidence today. The rush of ECB speakers seeking to clarify what ECB President Lagarde has been saying has died away. Even Lagarde is not speaking today. The impression left is that more rate cuts are coming, but there is some deliberate uncertainty being communicated. Europe did impose more taxes on its consumers than had been expected yesterday, with tariffs against electric vehicles from China being unveiled. There was variability in the taxes. Not all European consumers are being taxed equally. It depends on the brand consumers are buying. This is another step in the deglobalisation process and a classic example of economic nationalism. With prejudice politics likely to be a recurring challenge over the course of the next 20 years, we need to get used to this sort of thing. However, a full-scale trade war, akin to what happened between the US and Japan under the Clinton administration, for instance, does not seem particularly likely. Of course, China is likely to retaliate. Economic nationalism is hardly unknown in China, but China does not want to cut itself off from what is arguably the world's most economically important consumer market, and the EU does not want to create unnecessary domestic inflation. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.